you're saying, and that's something.
Oh, I was talking about getting down on each other's case.
Yeah. Does it usually start a fight for girls, too?
Yeah, that means everybody, boys and girls.
But okay, see, like, Mike told you.
Like, I'll be in the room sometime, me and my friend named Frank and White Earth, we call him, we named White, and let's see, and Earl, we call him Earl of Pearl, because his first name's Earl, you know, and we call White, White, you know, we call him White, his name is White, but we call him White Earth, you know, because he's named after the band, so we call him White Earth, you know, and one day, and a dude named Frank, he talks so much in the room, they call him Goofball, you know, they always call him Goofball, but he don't mind it, because he's used to it, you know. And sometimes he'd come to school and he'd have some other different color socks on, you know. And me and him, we could get along good. I can, you know, he could talk about me and I could talk about him and never get mad at each other because I can hold my temper and some can't. Like I say, hey man, what you doing with red socks on with blue pants? And then he might say, the same reason you had something else on, you know, a different color, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, just crack, you know, riding each other's case, but we're not getting mad at each other because we're used to it. But some people that's not used to it and has a bad temper, they can't take it, the pressure. That's when they get mad and wants to fight.
Yeah.
I never had no trouble like that unless if somebody talks about me and they don't know me, that's when I will get mad. If a person know me and talk about me, and if it's too much, if I can't stand them to talk about it and I tell them to stop talking about it, that's when I want to fight.
Kids when they start doing this usually?
How old are they?
Yeah.
I say they start off pretty young. Growing up, when they get used to it, they go into the top age. Like, I guess say 7 or 8 on up.
Okay.
They just, you know, getting to talk about each other.
Yeah. When people stop doing it? I mean, do adults do it?
Yeah, adults do it too.
Does it usually end up in a fight?
Yes. Talking about each other, that's what I call, you know, getting, you know, riding each other's case.
Okay.
Some don't and some don't. Old people, I don't think they do it real. Senior people, you know, really old people, but out of, you know, 100%, you always get about 50% out of 100 people ride each other's cases and talk about people behind their back and, you know, start fights.
Mm-hmm.
And tell what the other person said.
Okay, now have you been talking about blacks mostly?
Have I been talking about blacks mostly?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about all the races.
Okay.
Not only blacks.
Okay. So you got Mexican Americans doing this and
white people and black.
Okay.
And Puerto Rican and other people that's in San Antonio.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. If you tell me a nickname, you know, for these people, tell me if it's derogatory, you know, I mean, by derogatory, I mean if you're trying to insult them.
Insult them?
Yeah, if it's insulting, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Like if you're...
Just give them a name or I'm trying to insult them by their name.
What?
You're trying to say just giving them a name or I'm trying to insult them by their name? That's an insulting name. Is that what you mean?
Right, that's what I mean.
Okay,
if somebody is trying to insult you by calling you that, then that's a derogatory name. Or an insulting name. And I want you to tell me, you know, if the name is like that, or if it's just sort of neutral, you know, in which case, you know, it wouldn't be one way or the other. Or if you would use it to be polite.
Oh, okay.
Okay. First of all, do you know of any other names for Chinese or Japanese or people like that?
No, just Chinese.
Now, a lot of these you may not know other names for because, see,